Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, Jazz McKinney. Why are you back, Jazz, here on behalf of your Grand Rapids Pride Center, certainly talking about the good work you do. Weekly segment, part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Joining the discussion, you, WGBU Inclusion Reporter Michelle Jogish-Polo. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning, everybody.
WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Michelle, there's a lot of everybody's out there. You see that person, that person? Michelle, I'm going to ask you for a more formal introduction, if you would.
Yeah, so Jazz McKinney, they work at the YWCA as a social worker, but they're here today from the Grand Rapids Pride Center. And because they're collaborating with the Grand Rapids Trans Foundation to host the Grand Rapids Trans Day of Visibility this Sunday.
That's a lot. Jazz, take it away. First of all, the hat you're wearing today is with the GR Pride Center.
Correct. Yeah, I'm on the board of directors for the Grand Rapids Pride Center, but we do work very closely with the Grand Rapids Trans Foundation, and I am the chair of our TGNC committee, which is our Transgender Nonconforming, which is a collaboration between Grand Rapids Pride Center and the Grand Rapids Trans Foundation.
So, Jess, can you talk to us about what Trans Day of Visibility is?
Sure. So the Trans Day of Visibility was started about 10 years ago. This is actually our 10-year anniversary this year. It was started by a Michigan activist, Rachel Crandall Crocker, because about 10 years ago, we had the Trans Day of Remembrance, which is a day that we use to mourn anybody who's been hurt or killed by anti-trans violence. And so Rachel was thinking, you know, why do we only have one day that we only mourn? You know, why can't we have a day that we can celebrate who we are, you know, and the vast amount of diversity we have in our community? So they created, Rachel created the Day of Visibility, which is now the International Day of Visibility, because we have people all over the world celebrating. I know Rachel was talking with, like, Uganda and, you know, a lot of places around the world as well now. So now it's the International Day of Visibility.
And how, before I throw it over to you, Steve, what are you asking your community on this day? And what day is it?
It's March 31st, it's March 30th, so this Sunday.
This Sunday. What are you asking us to do?
Yeah, for sure. I'm asking to come out and celebrate with us, learn more about us, because we do have a very diverse community that wants to be treated as human as everyone else. We want to be loved. We want to be respected. And so the Day of Visibility is just a way to kind of get to know us, is not just what we see in the news, the negative stuff. We have a lot of positives. One of the things we did this week was we had a trans art showcase, and we showcased a lot of our artists that we have in the community. And that showcase was amazing. We filled two galleries with art from just transgender nonconforming people. So this event on Sunday is an open mic. So we're having Rachel come and speak.
Where is it?
Yeah, it's going to be at the YWCA.
Oh, yes, the YW.
Yep. So yeah, we're going to have people come speak and open mic to just going to talk about their stories.
Right. Steve.
Jazz, one of the things you just said was that this is a diverse community. And on that note, that's exactly right. Everyone should be honored and accepted and embraced for who they are and what their beliefs are and maybe what they practice. And that's not always the same for everybody. So, and people sometimes lash out against things they fear or unaware of, differences, quote unquote. What is being done on the education front? And maybe this event coming up on Sunday, but what else does the Gay Pride, does Grand Rapids Pride Center do in the way of educating the public to create awareness of all of our unique attributes and acceptance?
Yeah, the Pride Center, we do a lot for education. We offer trainings to anybody who wants to come learn about not just trans issues, but general LGBTQ issues. We offer trainings to businesses. We go out in the community. We put on a lot of different events. We hold support groups for our community and for those that, you know, want to get support for that. We put on our biggest event of the year is our Pride Festival coming up on June 15th. And that is where we get together a lot of different, the community, a lot of different businesses. And that's a great place to come see businesses that are LGBTQ friendly as well. And so we have a theme that we always go with is that we support those that support us. And we try to, you know, follow that with everything that we do. We support those that support us.
Because under no circumstance should a human being have to undergo persecution or harm to their being.
Correct.
Because of who they are or what they talk about or what they believe. At the very least, we need to accept one another, but definitely not lash out. So that education component is so very important.
Michelle, yes.
So on the note of you said we support those who support us, what can people do to support the trans community of Grand Rapids or folks they work with who identify as trans? Or who may not openly identify, but what can we do to ensure that our spaces are welcoming and celebrate and honoring the lives of trans people in our community?
Sure. I would say get to know us, get to talk to people, reach out to the Pride Center or the Trans Foundation if you personally don't think you know someone. You know, because we get that question a lot. We help with people in talking to businesses about what they can do to make sure they're being supportive, whether it's, you know, again, having those trainings to make sure their staff are, you know, being inclusive or, you know, having, you know, this week, I don't know if people have noticed, but we have a lot of businesses actually flying a trans flag this week in show of the week of visibility.
Is the flag of blue nature?
Yes. Yeah, it's pink, white, and blue.
Yes.
Or blue, pink, white, technically.
Yes.
So those are the trans flags that businesses are flying to show that they support us. And that way we know as well. So if I see that flag, I'm going to go to that business and spend my money there. So, again, getting to know us, talking to us, you know, reach out to the Pride Center or, you know, again, just reach out. I'm sure a lot of people know someone of the LGBT community, even if they don't think so.
Yes. Michelle, we've got about 3 minutes.
Yeah. So, Jazz, can you tell me what time the event will take place on Sunday and where do folks go? You said the YWCA?
Yep. The event is held at the YWCA on 25 Sheldon Avenue, Southeast. And the open mic is from 4 to 7 p.m. March 31st.
And you said Rachel, the person who founded the event will be there?
Yep, she'll be there and she'll be speaking. So people who want to talk to her about anything she does, she's awesome. She also runs Transgender Michigan, which has had the first transgender helpline. So she does a lot of great work in our community, around the state even, not just on the east side of the state.
What are you asking from your open mic participants?
To speak their truth.
Yes.
So that's the name of it, is Speak Your Truth. So anybody can get up there and just talk about a story maybe they want to share about their lives, or we have a trans stand-up comic that's going to talk, or not talk, but, you know, speak. You know, Rachel's going to talk about the Day of Visibility and why she created it. So really, we just want people to be able to get up there and have a mic, like, because a lot of times the trans community is silenced, and so our open mic is a opportunity for them to talk about whatever they want to talk about. Like, we're not going to manage what they say. We want them to be able to talk about whatever is important to them.
Your final question, Michelle? How do we find out more information? How about that?
Yeah.
You can go to our website at grpride.org/services/TGNC. Or just grpride.org.
Great. Thank you very much to you, Jazz McKinney, on behalf of GR Pride Center and certainly Grand Rapids Trans Foundation. Michelle Jokishpolo, always nice to have you here as our inclusion reporter. Steve Chappell, take it away with our conclusion, please.
Just to echo what Jazz just said, the grpride.org, it's really quite an informative, well-laid-out website, so I encourage anyone to go there to learn more about their education and training, their business directory, their programs and services. That's grpride.org. And then also our own WGBU News radio website, Mutually Inclusive, where all of Michelle's stories are posted, and this interview with Jazz McKinney will appear there later this afternoon.
You did pretty well, Jazz.
Thank you.
second time in 2 weeks. Glad you're here. All right, all, thank you, and enjoy the weekend. I'm Shelley Irwin, 10:56 in the morning, weekend soon upon us, but some hard work to do before that 5 o'clock whistle. Check us out on WGVU.org. We take the pictures of Jazz, Michelle, and Steve here in a second. Thanks to Morgan for her help and your listening ear. I'm Shelley Irwin. Have a great day.